在这里聚会的主题乃是生命与侍奉。
The theme for this conference is life and service.
生命是神的恩赐。
Life is a gift from God.
生命是从神那里来的。
Life comes from God.
是神赐给我们所有信靠他的人。
God gives to all those who believe in Him.
神是生命的源头。
God is the source of life.
如果没有神的话，生命。
If there's no God, there's no life.
侍奉乃是神的特权。
Service is God's prerogative.
神应当得着我们的侍奉。
God must receive our service.
因为唯有我们的神乃是配得着侍奉的神。
Because our God is worthy of our service.
生命是侍奉的基础。
Life is the foundation for service.
侍奉是生命的发表。
Service is an expression of life.
所以我们看见生命与侍奉是不能分开的。
So here we see life and service are not separable.
侍奉必须是出于生命。
Service must be the outflow of life.
生命必定会产生侍奉。
Life will produce service.
我们的蓝弟兄他在晚上特别是重在生命这一方面。
Brother Lambert will draw on the last aspect.
主若愿意的话，我在早晨特别要交通关于侍奉的方面。
And our brother will share on the aspect of service.
但是盼望弟兄姊妹记得，生命与侍奉不是两件事。
So let's remember, life and service are not two separate things.
你没有办法把这两件把它分开的。
You cannot separate those two things.
必须要把两件放在一起才是完全。
You must put those two things together.
我们谈到侍奉这一件事情。
When we talk about service,
我们必须要从创世来开始。
We must begin with creation.
当我们看到创世纪的时候
When we look into the book of Genesis,
我们看见神他就照着他自己的形象来造人
And God created man according to his image.
在神所有的创造里面
In all God's creation,
没有其他的造物是照着神自己的形象而造
There is no other creature that he created in his image.
就是天使的话
Even the angels,
也不是照着神自己的形象造。
The angels were not created in God's image.
只有我们这些的人，神造我们的时候
，Even it's when man created, God created man,
他是照着他自己的形象而造。
He created us in His image.
为什么神照着他自己的形象来造我们人呢
？Why He created us in His image?
因为神要把他自己的生命要放在我们的里面。
Because God wants to deposit His life into us.
神所创造的这个万有
God created all things,
能彰显神的神性和他的大能
manifest his character and his power
彰显他的这个神性 divinity 神性和大能
manifest his divinity and his power
但是呢只有人能接受神的生命
But only man can receive God's life
只有人能与神在生命上能发生自己的关系
Only man and God there can have a relationship
所以我们看见说我们人实在是神的基督
So in a way we are indeed the master work of God
我们是照着他的形象造
We created in his image
为着要得着他的生命
And we are created to receive to contain his life
有了他的生命之后
Once we have his life
就从那个生命里面能产生那个侍奉这件事情
And out of life will have the service
当神把人造出他形象创造了之后
When God created man according to his image
神就祝福他所造的人
And God blessed the man he created
神就叫人能管理他所造的天上的飞鸟地上的走兽和水里的鱼类
And God give man dominion over the fowls of the air and all the creeping things on earth
神把这些的管理权柄交给人
God entrusted man all this power to manage for him.
我们要记得说，神把这个权柄给人，并不是叫人就高抬自己了。
When God gives man authority, that doesn't mean man can boast on of himself.
并不是说人有了权柄了，就能把自己的东西当为自己的产业了。
That means once we are given authority, we can possess all these things for ourselves.
神把这些的东西交在人的手里，
神把 entrusted to all these things，
乃是要人来替神来担代管的。
He wants us to manage these things for him。
所以权柄乃是替神代管。
And so authority means managing for God，
乃是照着神的心意来替神做事。
And it manages according to God's desire。
并不是说权柄乃是为着高抬我们的自己。
Authority is to be uplifting ourselves。
神不但把这个权柄交给他所造的人
，God gives authority to the man who created。
据说他这些所授予的权柄，可以来服侍神的旨意。
Because he has received this authority, therefore he can serve him。
神也告诉人说，你要治理全地。
God said you must subdue all things。
在我们中文里头用治理这个字。
In Chinese we have this word subdue or 治理。
但是呢在原文里头乃是政府 subdue 是政府。
In the origin it means subdue。
神要人啊来征服全地。
God wants man to subdue the earth。
那为什么需要征服呢
？Why it is need for to subdue？
我们知道神有六天的功夫来修造这个大地。
We know God used 6 days to recover the earth。
叫这个大地能成为可以居住的地方。
And so the earth could be a habitable place for man。
神就把人放在那个伊甸乐园的里面。
And then God put man in the Garden Eden。
我们认为说，那么现在什么都已经好了。
And we assume everything now is all perfect。
为什么神说你们要征服全地呢
？Why would God ask Adam to subdue the earth？
我们要记得
，We have to remember。
虽然就做神的这个修造来说
，As far as God's recovery work is concerned，
他已经把大地已经修造的可以居住了。
He has already repaired everything and now it's habitable。
但是就做神当初创造。的那个目的来说
，As far as God's original thought for creation，
我们看见说这个被修造的大地，它需要去征服的。
And this, even though it's already repaired, but needs to be subdued，
因为修造不过是物质方面的那个修造。
The repairing part is only the physical part。
但是那个征服乃是那属灵的那方面。
But to subdue is something spiritual。
我们知道神创造天地万物的时候
，When God created all things，
都是在基督里面造的。
He created all things in Christ，
也都是为着基督而造。
And they created for Christ。
在哥罗西第一章告诉我们说
，In Colossians 1 we are told，
万有都靠他而立。
All things were created。
Subsist
all things subsist in him。
这里这个翻译上又有一点难处。
Now in translation we have some difficulty。
我们中文说万有都靠他而立。
All things subsist in him。
在真正的意思里头说，万有都在他里面被凝合起来。
And the origin means in him all things are integrated。
神所造所有的一切都是凝合为一的。
All things God created are all integrated in Christ。
而这个凝合是在基督的里面。
And this integration is in Christ。
因为圣经告诉我们说
，Because the Scripture tells us，
有一天。
One day，
天上地下一切所有的都要在基督里同归于一。
Things in heaven and things on earth will be all summed up in Christ Jesus。
这个同归于一就是在基督里面都要成为一。
This summing up is in Christ all things become one。
基督乃是那个凝合的那个力量。
Christ is the power for that integration。
但是
等到宇宙中间有了背叛的时候
and when there is a rebellion took place in the universe
我们知道天使长他背叛了神
the archangel rebelled against God
所以这个万有啊都分化了
and therefore the all things disintegrated
不但这个大地啊被这个水淹没了
and not only the earth was covered by water
不能居住了
it's not habitable
并且我们看见所有的造物都分化了
for all the living things are all dissolved
因为他们没有在基督里合而为一
because they were not in Christ to be one
现在神把这个大地已经修复了
and now God has repaired this earth
但是还需要把这个万有都在基督里凝合为一
there is still a need to bring all things into Christ
而这个工作神是托付给人做的
and this work of integration God has entrusted to man
所以弟兄姊妹我们看见在神创造人的事情上
so we see when God created man
这是一件非常大的事情
it is a wonderful thing
他造出他的形象造我们人
He created us in his image
他的目的就是要把他的生命给我们
His purpose is to give his life to us
他把权柄给人
He gives us authority
叫人用这个权柄来侍奉神
and we use his authority to serve him
他要人他做事来征服万有
He wants us to manage things for him
把万有都带到基督的里面去
do all things and bring all things to Christ
不但是这样
not only this
我们看见神对人说你还要在那里修理
and God told man is you must be cultivate
这个伊甸园里面
In the Garden of Eden,
神种了很多的树木。那为什么还需要修理呢
？Why was there need for cultivation?
我们知道这个修理不是执着，因为它坏去修理它。
This cultivation doesn't mean things went wrong.
因为它好，所以把它修理得更好。
Because it's good, so you have to cultivate to make it better.
你知道约翰十五章告诉我们说
，You know in the Gospel of John 15,
主耶稣说我是真的葡萄树，你们是枝子。
Lord said, I'm the vine, you are the branches.
这个枝子如果结果子的话
Now if you bear fruit
就要修理它
You have to be pruned
修理它叫它结果子更多
To prune in order to bear much fruit
所以我们看见神叫人要修理
So God wants man to cultivate
不是因为这些的树坏的缘故
Not because the trees were not good
因为这些的树都是结果子的
Because all those trees were fruitful trees
都是可以吃的
You can eat those fruit
但是呢要人来加工啊叫它结果子更多
And so he wants man to cultivate so the trees will bear more fruit
叫神能得着更大的荣耀
and God will get much glory from it
这个也是侍奉神
that is also serving God
不但是这样
not only that
我们看见神对人说你还要看守
and God said you have to guard
为什么要看守呢
why is there need to guard
因为撒旦已经在那里了
because Satan is already there
这个背叛的天使长把他自己变成今天的撒旦
the archangel changed himself into Satan
他是抵挡神的
he resists God
所以神叫人要看守
so God wants man to guard
不让这个仇敌进来
do not the adversary will not enter
不让这个仇敌来诱惑人
and so the enemy will not come and entice them
所以我们看见当初神所造的人
so when you see the man as God created
神托付他许多的事情
God entrust him with many tasks
你知道人如果太空闲了是很不好的事情
if you're too leisure it's not good for you
神就把很多的这个侍奉放在人的手里头
so God give man many services
记住这些的侍奉叫人能侍奉神
and through all this God can, man can serve God
人被造不是光是为做享受的
God created man not just for us to enjoy ourselves
不错神要我们享受他所创造的
it's true God wants us to enjoy his creation
但是神造我们是要我们有工作做的
but God created us because he has work for us to do
我们要凭着他所给我们的生命来侍奉这一位
We must serve him in accordance to life that he has given to us.
这是当初在创造人的时候我们所看见。
It's what we see in when God created man.
神跟人说你要生养众多遍满全地。
And God said you must Be fruitful and multiply and cover the earth.
为什么原因呢？
Why?
因为神所托付人的工作不是一个人能做的。
Because the task God entrusted man is not for one individual to perform.
需要许多的人合起来来完成这个工作。
God wants, needs many, many people to fulfill the task.
所以我们看见说侍奉不是单独的事情。
So that we see that service is not an individual matter.
侍奉乃是一个团体。
Service is a corporate matter.
这是在创造的时候神的心意。
This we see God's thought regarding creation.
但是很可惜的事情。
But unfortunately,
我们知道人没有好好的看守。
God failed his duty.
人。
Oh, man failed his duty.
人没有好好的看守。
God, man failed his responsibility.
也可能说人没有殷勤的修理。
We can say that man was not diligent in his responsibility.
恐怕夏娃在那里溜达溜达了。
Maybe Eve was there doing a little bit while walking around.
好像没有事情做一样。
Nothing to do.
结果那个撒旦就进到这个园子里面来诱惑人。
And Satan entered into the garden and tempted Eve.
你知道仇敌在那里诱惑人
Satan there to deceive man
是叫人忘记神的利益而想到自己的利益
so that man will forget God's interest or only think of his personal interest
神把人造出来是为着神的利益的
God created man is for God himself
是为着神的工作的
it's for God's work
但是人所受的试探是什么呢
but what is the temptation that man faced
就是要人想到自己
it's so that we will think about ourselves
要人来寻求他自己的利益
so that we will seek our own interest
如果你吃了这个禁树的果子
if you eat this forbidden fruit
你就能像神一样了
and you will be like God
换一句话说
another word
你用不着侍奉神了
you don't need to serve God
你就侍奉你自己了
you serve yourself
所以人就受了这个试探
and God, man was tempted
人以为说他这样的做
God, man thinks when he do this,
乃是为着自己的利益
and he thinks it's for his own good,
乃是侍奉他的自己
it's self-serving,
他哪里知道
he did not know,
当他这样做的时候
when he was doing this,
第一他失去了侍奉神的权利
he lost his privilege to serve God,
第二
Second,
他根本也不能侍奉自己
and he cannot even serve himself.
他侍奉了那个诱惑他的那个撒旦
He is now serving the one who tempted him, Satan.
罪从一人入了世界
Sin came from one man.
死又是从罪来的
And death came from sin.
今天撒旦是用罪来辖制世界上的人
Today, Satan is using sin to control man.
我们知道什么叫做罪呢
What is sin?
罪是撒旦的性情
Sin is the nature of Satan.
现在撒旦就用他的性情来辖制人。
Satan is using his nature to control you.
因为人犯罪了之后
Because after we have sinned,
罪就到人的里面来做了王了。
And sin became the rule over us.
人就成了罪的奴仆。
We became slaves to sin.
人做罪的奴仆意思就是说人就在那里要服侍那个撒旦。
When we became slaves to sin, that means we are now serving Satan.
所以我们知道今天世界上所有没有信主的人
So we know all the people on this earth who are not the Lord.
他们不能侍奉谁
They cannot serve God.
他们也不能侍奉自己
They cannot serve themselves.
虽然他们认为说他们在这里侍奉自己
They may think they are serving themselves.
他们真正的侍奉乃是侍奉那空中的恶魔
Actually, they are serving the prince of the air, the evil one.
因为罪在他的里面做了王了
Because sin is ruling over him.
我们看以弗所第二章就很清楚
We see Ephesians 2.
以弗所第二章告诉我们说，我们都是死在罪恶过犯中的人。
And verse 2 says we are all death and sin entrusted.
我们顺服那空中掌权者
We walk according to the prince of the power of the air.
我们随从今世的风俗。
And we walk according to the tradition of the
age. 我们都是可怒之子。
And we are enemies of God.
这个是世界上人堕落的情形。
This is the condition of a lost sinner.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
虽然人已经堕落了。
Even though we failed.
但是神并没有放弃人。
But God never gives up on us.
你知道在耶利米十八章里面。
You know in Jeremiah 18.
神叫耶利米去看一个窑匠在那里烧窑。
God asked Jeremiah to go to the potter's house to see something there.
他就看见这个窑匠啊，把那个泥啊放在那个轮子的上面。
And he saw the potter was making the vessel.
在轮子上转的时候，在他的手中破坏了。
And the wheel was spinning, and then something went wrong.
因为在泥土里面有一些的东西。
And because in the clay there's something there.
这个窑匠把这个泥土要做一个器皿吗
？The purpose of this potter was to make a vessel.
但是在他的手中破坏了。
But it was ruined in his hand.
他很可以把这一团的泥就丢掉了。
It's so easy for him to throw that lump of clay away.
从此就没有用处了。
And it's useless.
但是耶利米看见这个窑匠啊，把这个泥再重新拿来。
But Jeremiah saw that this potter remade this clay again.
把它造成一个新的器皿。
Remade another vessel.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天神对待我们人也是一样。
God treat us the same way.
人已经违背了神了。
We rebel against God.
人已经堕落了。
We have fallen from God.
人已经破坏了。
We are ruined.
神可以把我们永远就这样丢弃了。
God can throw us away.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
他没有把我们这些破坏的人丢弃。
He did not throw away us, those who are in ruin.
他用他的爱，他用他的忍耐。
He used his love and he used compassion.
把我们重新造成一个新的器皿。
And he's remaking us into a new vessel.
我们在基督里面乃是一个新的创造。
And therefore in Christ we are the new creation.
这个就是神莫大的怜悯。
This is God's great grace.
不错，在伊甸园里面。
It's true in the Garden of Eden.
人犯罪了之后。
We sin against God.
神一面就审判。
God judged.
但是他一面也救赎。
God on the other hand also redeemed.
他对于人的审判乃是说。
When he judged man, he said.
从今以后人要汗流满面才得糊口。
From now on, you have to have sweat over your face in order to have food to eat.
这个表明说大概人在伊甸园里头太空闲了。
It may mean that when man in the Garden of Eden was to have leisure.
所以就容易犯罪。
When you are leisure, it's easy to sin.
所以神说你现在要汗流满面才得糊口。
And now God said that you have to have sweat.To work and to toil and to eat.
虽然这是审判
even that is judgment.
但是就在这个审判里面，也实在满了恩典
Even within this judgment, God is full of grace.
但是神没有意思说，从今以后人就是为着他的肚腹而活了
God did not say that from now you only live for your stomach.
不是的
No.
神还救赎他
God wants to redeem him.
我们记得神把皮子做人的衣服
And we know God used animalOf the skin for his covering.
表明说有一个无辜的牲畜已经为着人而被杀了。
It shows an innocent animal has shed its blood for man.
然后这个皮子把它剥下来，才能穿遮盖人的羞耻。
And the skin was used for man's covering.
我们知道这个在预表的上面。
This is a type.
指明说有一位神的羔羊。
Refer to the Lamb of God.
他要为世界上的人的罪而死。
And he will redeem man from sin.
因着他为我们流血，为我们死。
And because he shed his blood and died for us.
凡是信靠他的人
，All those who believe in him.
我们都可以穿上基督。
We can put on Christ.
这样在神的面前，我们就能坦然无惧。
And in that way, we can have boldness before God.
这个表明神向人救赎的恩典。
And it shows God's redemptive love to all men.
为什么神要救赎人呢
？Why God wants to redeem man?
乃是因着救赎的缘故，他们还能回到侍奉神的里面去。
Because through redemption, God can use man for his service.
这个我们从以色列的故事里面就很清楚。
We can see this through the history of the Israelites.
我们知道以色列的百姓他们在埃及做奴隶。
We know, we see the Israelites, they were slaves in Egypt.
虽然他们是神的选民。
Even though they were the chosen people of God.
但是他们在埃及做奴隶。
But they were slaves in Egypt.
他们在那里服侍法老。
They were there serving Pharaoh.
法老叫他们做苦工。
They work hard for Pharaoh.
不但叫他们做苦工
，not only work hard，
并且连他们活命的盼望都没有
，and there was no hope for them。
所有的男孩子都要丢在尼罗河河的里面
，and all the firstborn of the male will be thrown into the river Nile。
法老要灭他们的种
，Pharaoh wants to destroy the race。
所以你看见他们在埃及是在一个绝望的地步。
And so in a way, they in Egypt is a hopeless condition for them.
当他们在这种光景的时候
，when they were in such condition,
他们就向神哀求
，and they cried to God.
神就差遣摩西来拯救他们
，and God sent Moses to deliver them.
弟兄姊妹，你在这里看见
，brothers and sisters,
人在埃及。
Men in Egypt.
以色列人虽然是神的选民
even though they were God's chosen people,
但是当他们在埃及的时候
but when they were in Egypt,
他们只能侍奉法老
they can only serve Pharaoh.
他们不能侍奉神
they cannot serve God.
我们知道侍奉这件事情
we know in this matter of service,
是一个很专业的事情
it is something very singular.
你不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门。
You cannot serve God and serve mammon.
就说一个仆人不能侍奉两个主人。
You cannot serve two masters.
你不是侍奉这一个就是侍奉那一个。
You cannot serve one and at the same time the other.
你的主人向你的要求是完全的要求。
And the demand of your master is absolute.
而你对他的那个顺服也是绝对的顺服。
And your obedience to your master is also absolute.
做奴隶的人是一生的事情。
To be a slave is a whole life.
不是说你今天可以侍奉法老。
It's not that you today you serve Pharaoh.
明天你可以侍奉神。
And tomorrow you can serve God.
不但你不能同时来侍奉两位。
Not only you cannot serve both at the same time.
并且你如果侍奉一位，这是一个终生的事情。
If you serve one, it's a lifelong affair.
所以在埃及。
So in Egypt.
神的选民
God's chosen people
不能侍奉神
They cannot serve God
他们只能侍奉法老
They can only serve Pharaoh
而侍奉法老乃是一个痛苦的事情
And serving Pharaoh is an agonizing matter
感谢赞美神
Praising God
神就差遣摩西把他们拯救出来
God sent Moses to deliver them
你知道神把摩西差到埃及去的时候
When God sent Moses to Egypt
神摩西就对法老说
And Moses told Pharaoh
神说
God say
让我的百姓去
Let my people go
好叫他们侍奉我
That they may serve me
所以你在这里看见
Here we see
以色列人从埃及被拯救
God delivered Israelites out of Egypt
他的目的在哪里
What is the purpose
拯救的目的乃在侍奉
The purpose of redemption is for service
拯救的目的不是叫他们的自由
The purpose of redemption is not just for their freedom
不错神叫他们得出自由
It's true God given them freedom
因为他们在埃及做奴隶没有自由
Because they were slaves in Egypt they were not free
所以神拯救他们叫他们得出自由
And therefore God delivered them and set them free
但是自由并不是说
But freedom doesn't mean
从今以后
From now on
你可以照着你自己的意思来活了
You can do as you please
你就可以侍奉你的自己了
You can serve yourself
自由的目的
The purpose of
乃是为着可以侍奉神
So that we can serve God
一个没有自由的人
If you're not free
他不能侍奉神
You cannot serve God
要侍奉神
If you're to serve God
有一个先决的条件
There is one condition
就是你必须要得出自由
You must be free, set free first
什么叫做自由呢
What does it mean by free?
自由就是说
Freedom means
你能做你应当做的事。
Means you can do the things you ought to do.
你能不做你不该做的事。
And you can do the things that you should not be doing.
你今天知道我们没有自由。
You know, do we have freedom?
在罪恶的里面。
In sin,
我们要做的我们不能做。
The things we want to do, we cannot do.
我们不该做的我们偏偏去做。
Things we don't want to do, we do them.
这个就是没有自由。
That means we have no freedom.
自由乃是说
Freedom means
你能做神要你做的事。
Means you can do what God wants you to do.
你能不做神不要你做的事。
You must not do what God does not want you to do.
你有了这样的自由。
When you have this freedom,
你才可以侍奉神。
Then you can serve God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
让我们要切切记住这件事情。
We must remember this matter.
我们知道罗马第六章也是这样说的。
Romans 6, we are told,
你们从前做罪的奴仆。
You were slaves.
现在你们脱离了那个罪的这个辖制
But now you are delivered from the rule or the control of sin.
就做了义的奴仆
And you are now instruments of righteousness.
感谢赞美神
Thanks God.
我们永远是奴仆
We are forever slaves.
世界上没有一个人是像今天所谓的自由的
In the world, there is no one is really in a sense real free.
你不是做主罪的奴仆
If you are not slaves to sin,
你就说义的奴仆
You are slaves to righteousness.
神把你从黑暗的权势底下拯救出来
God deliver you from darkness.
把你迁到神爱子的国度里面
And translate you into the kingdom of the Son of His love.
你没有蒙拯救的时候
Before you were delivered,
你是侍奉黑暗
You serve darkness.
你蒙了拯救之后
After you saved,
你是侍奉光明
You serve light.
你没有得救的时候
Before you were saved,
你是侍奉死亡
You serve death.
你得救了之后
After you saved,
你是侍奉生命
you serve with life.
你没有得救的时候
Before you were saved,
你是侍奉黑暗的权势
you serve the power of darkness.
你得救了之后
But after you saved,
你是侍奉神的爱子
and you serve the Son of God.Of God's love.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
人们拯救的目的就是为做侍奉神
The purpose of redemption is that so that we can serve God.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你里面是不是清楚这一件事
I wonder if you're clear in this matter.
你在哪里感谢赞美神因为他拯救了你
You are there praising God because you are delivered.
因为神释放了你
Because God set you free.
但是弟兄姊妹
My brothers and sisters,
你知道不知道
Do you know,
神把你释放了
When God set you free,
那是释放你到他的里面去
set you free so that you can enter into him,
叫你能用一个自由之身来侍奉这位的神
so you can serve him all throughout your life.
神把以色列的百姓就带到西南山下
And God brought his people to Mount Sinai.
神就把十条诫赐给他们
And God gave them the Ten Commandments.
神与他们
And God made a covenant with them.
神说如果你们听我的话
God said if you listen to me
你们守我的诫命
You keep my commandment
你们就要做我特选的子民
You will be a peculiar people unto me
你们要变成一个祭司的国度
You will be a nation of priests
这是什么意思
What does it mean?
意思就是说
It means
所有被救出来的以色列人
means everyone that's delivered from Egypt all Israelites
不管是男女老幼
Whether you are female or male, young or old
所有从埃及被救出来的人
All those who have been delivered from Egypt
神要他们做一个祭司的国度
God wants you to be a nation of priests
每一个人都是祭司
Everyone is a priest
每一个人都是侍奉神
Everyone is serving God
因为我们知道祭司乃是侍奉神的
Because we know a priest is the one who serves God
神呼召全国的以色列人来侍奉他。
God called the whole nation Israel to serve him.
但是有一个条件。
But there is one condition.
那个答应神的呼召。
But in order to respond to God's call,
需要听他的话。
We must listen to his word.
遵守他的约。
Keep his commandments.
这样才能做
祭司来侍奉神。
Then we'll be qualified to be priests.
神对于侍奉的呼召是给所有蒙恩的人。
The call to service is for all those who believe in the Lord.
但是真正能答应侍奉的。
But all those who can respond to this call.
乃是需要有一个顺服的心。
And we have to have an obedient heart.
可惜我们知道以色列人
Unfortunately, the Israelites,
当摩西在山上领受两块石板的时候
when Moses was up on the mountain to receive the commandment,
以色列人竟然在底下拜敬牛犊
and they were worshipping the golden calf underneath the mountain.
为着这个缘故
because of this,
以色列人就不配侍奉神
and Israelites, they disqualified themselves from serving God.
神要他们全国都成祭司
God wants the whole nation to serve him.
但是他们竟然侍奉了金牛犊了
But now they're serving the golden calf.
也可以说侍奉马能了
You can say they're serving mammon.
结果他们就不配再侍奉神
And they disqualified themselves from serving God.
但是感谢神
But praise God.
有一帮利未人
But there was a group of Levites.
虽然他们也跌倒
Even though they fail,
但是到摩西说
but when Moses said,
凡是站在神一边的
those who are on God's side,
站到我这里来
come over to, come to me,
站到营门口来
come to the, gate of the tent,
这个就是表明悔改的意思
that means repentance,
在以色列十二支派中间
among the 12 tribes of Israel,
只有利未的支派
only the tribe of Levi,
他们也犯了罪了
they sinned,
但是他们悔改
but they repented
他们愿意站出来
they want to stand
站在神的一边
stand on God's side
摩西说你们要拿刀进到营里面去
God said you must take your sword and enter into the camp
从这个门杀到那个门去
and from this side to the other side
碰到什么人都把他杀掉
whoever you meet you kill that person
他们因着这样做的缘故
because they did this
就洁净了自己
they purified themselves
神就特别在十二支派中分别他们出来
and God separated them from the other tribes to serve him
这个在属灵的意思上就是说
and spiritually
虽然他们也犯罪跌倒
even though they sinned and they failed
但他们实在悔改
but they honestly repented
并且结出悔改的果子了
and they produced the fruit of repentance
他们愿意杀死他们的肉体的败坏
theykill their corrupt flesh
愿意站在神的一边
they want to stand on God's side
因着这个缘故
because of this
神就拣选利未的支派来侍奉神
and God had chosen the tribe of Levi to serve him
但是感谢赞美神
but praise God
到了我们新约的时候
when it comes to New Testament
我们知道我们主耶稣在十字架上的救赎是完全的
we know the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross is perfect
我们的主在十字架上的救赎
the redemptive work of the Lord Jesus on the cross
那是把我们带回到当初去
it is to bring us back to the original purpose of God
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
主的救赎不是把我们带到半路
God's redemptive work is not just to bring us halfway
主在十字架上的救赎是完全的
God's, the Lord Jesus' work on the cross is complete
把我们带到神当初的旨意里面去
He wants to bring us back to the original purpose of God
所以今天所有蒙救赎的人
So therefore all those who are saved
我们不是用金银来救赎的
We are not saved by corruptible things like silver and gold
彼得说我们是借着主耶稣的宝血来买赎的人
And we are redeemed by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus
彼得也这样的告诉我们
Peter told us
他说我们来到主的面前
When we come together unto the Lord
就像活的石头一样
We are like living stones
我们就要被一同建造起来 成为一个灵宫
And we are to be built up into a spiritual habitation
成了一个圣洁的祭祀的体系
It is a holy priesthood
叫我们靠着主耶稣
And through the Lord Jesus
能献上那个属灵的祭物
And we can offer up spiritual sacrifices
叫谁能悦纳
But God may be satisfied
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
今天在新约的里面
In the New Testament
我们所 所有被主耶稣宝血所买赎的人
all those who've been purchased by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus
我们都是祭司
we are all priests
在这个神的国里那是个祭司的国度
in the kingdom of God it is a kingdom of priests
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都是祭司
every one of us is a priest
所以我们每一个人都可以侍奉神
therefore each one of us ought to serve God
我们不但可以也应当侍奉神
not only we can but we must serve him
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
请问你的身份是什么
let me ask what is your position
你的 profession
profession
究竟你的职业是什么
what is your vocational profession
有人说我是医生
some say I'm a doctor
有人说我是护士
some say I'm a nurse
有人说我是主妇
and some say I'm a housewife
有人说我是学生
and some say I'm a student
但是弟兄姊妹
the brothers and sisters
我们这帮蒙主救赎的人
we those who are saved
我们的身份是什么呢
what is our profession
我们的身份是祭司
our profession is priest
我们都是在地上侍奉神
We are here on earth serving God.
其他的都是我们的副业。
All the other things are our avocation.
不是我们的正业。
It's not our main vocation.
我们的正业乃是侍奉我们的神。
But we are serving God.
这是我们的身份。
This is our profession.
可惜今天
But unfortunately today,
在基督教的里面
among God's people,
我们以为说只有很好数很少数的人。
We assume only a few.
他们是圣品的人。
They are the sacred specimen.
他们只有他们可以侍奉神。
Only they can serve.
我们这帮平信徒啊。
We are ordinary believers. We're lay believers. Laymen.
我们这一帮平信徒啊。
We are laymen.
我们根本不可以也不能侍奉神。
We are not qualified to serve.
那我们做什么呢
And what do we do?
我们就坐在那里听听啊。
And so we sit and listen.
我们在那里捐一点钱啊。
And we there put something in the offering box.
那么让这一帮圣品的人去是替我们侍奉神。
And allow the clergy to do all the serving.
这是堕落的基督教。
That is a fallen condition.
如果今天我们看见主的救赎的话
We will see God's redemptive work.
我们要看见说
We will see.
我们每一个蒙神拯救的弟兄姊妹
Everyone who are saved by the Lord Jesus.
我们都应当起来侍奉我们的神
We must rise up and serve our God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
让我们问问我们自己
Let's ask ourselves.
究竟今天我们活在这个地上
When we live on this earth,
我们在哪里侍奉什么
Who are we serving?
有的人也许在哪里侍奉金钱
Some of you are serving money.
有的人也许在哪里侍奉地位
And some of you are serving a position.
有的人也许在哪里侍奉他的家庭
And some are serving their own family.
有的人也许在哪里侍奉他的事业
And some of you serving your business.
究竟我们在这里侍奉
What, who are you actually serving?
有人在哪里说是我是在哪里又侍奉马门又在哪里侍奉神
I'm serving both mammon and God.
我把马门拿来就奉献十分之一
So when I take mammon and I give one tenth to the Lord.
所以我十分之九侍奉马门十分之一侍奉神
And so I serve 9% I serve mammon and 1% I serve God.
但是主耶稣说一个人不能侍奉两个仆人
God,
一个不能侍奉两个主。
A slave cannot serve two masters.
你不是侍奉马门，就是侍奉神。
If you're not serving mammon, then you're serving God.
你不是侍奉神，就是侍奉马门。
If you're not serving God, then you're serving mammon.
你没有办法同时一同来侍奉。
You cannot serve both at the same time.
究竟，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
在我们心的深处。
In the depths of our heart，
我们知道我们今天活在这个地上。
Do we know why when we live on this earth?
我们在哪里侍奉谁？
Are we serving God?
不错，也许我们还在外面做事。
It is true we still have some business we have to tend to.
神要我们劳苦。
True, God wants us to work and toil.
但是我们在劳苦的中间。
But in the midst of our toiling.
我们是不是就是侍奉我们的肚腹了呢？
Is it we are serving just because we had to live?
还是我们虽然在劳苦的中间。
When we are even toiling,
叫我们能生活得着维持
，so that we can have enough.
叫我们能起来侍奉我们的神。
So that we can rise up and serve our God.
不错，做家庭主妇的人。
And those who are housewives.
你在那里看顾你的家庭。
And you're looking after your family.
你在看顾你的儿女。
You're looking after your children.
这一个是究竟是他们是你的侍奉呢，还是神是你的侍奉？
Are you serving them or God is the purpose of your serving?
你是替谁来管理这个家庭
？Are you managing your family for God?
你是替谁来养育你的儿女
？Are you raising your children for God?
许多的时候我们养育我们的儿女是为着自己
Many times we raise our children for ourselves
当我们老了儿女就可以照顾我们
了 So when we are old they can take good care of us
所以表面上是养育儿女实际上还是养育自己了
And even though we think we are raising our youngsters but actually we are caring for ourselves
但是弟兄姊妹今天我们在那里培养儿女是为谁呢
And we are caring for our youngsters who are we really caring for
是为他们
Are we really For them,
为我们
for me,
他是为着神
or is for God.
我盼望弟兄姊妹要在主的面前
Brothers and sisters, we ought to be before the Lord.
要清楚地看见这件事情
We have to see clearly about this matter.
不错我们手里还在那里做许许多多的事情
It's true, we are doing many things with our hands.
但是我们的心里面那是侍奉神
But in our heart, we are serving God.
我们在做这些的事情都是为着神而做
When we do all these things, we are doing them for God.
我们为神来经营这一切
We are managing all these things for God.
好叫神能得着荣耀
So that God will get all the glory.
好叫神的旨意能得以通行
And so that his will will be carried out
我们必须要侍奉神
We must serve God
我们知道侍奉这一件的事情
You know in this matter of service
是在宇宙里面一个极大的争执
is a conflict of the universe
在历史历代
Throughout the centuries
这是一个争执的焦点
This is the focus of crisis conflict From creation until now,
这一个侍奉是一个一直继续不断的一个争执的点。
This matter service is the focal point of conflict.
神是应当这个侍奉的。
God deserves our service.
但是撒旦在那里要抢夺神的侍奉。
And God wants to remove that service away from God.
我们是站在中间。
We stand in the middle.
究竟我们是给神侍奉呢？
Whether we're serving God,
或者我们给撒旦侍奉。
Or we're serving Satan.
我们必须在神的面前要有一个拣选。
Therefore, we must make a choice.
你知道约书亚到他年老的时候。
When Joshua was old,
他召集以色列的百姓
He gathered all Israelites together
他就把这件事情摆在以色列百姓的面前
He laid this matter before the Israelites
他说
He said
你们要定规
You must make a
choice 你们究竟要侍奉谁
Who do you want to serve
你们要侍奉耶和华你们的神呢
You want to serve Jehovah your God
或者你们要侍奉在大河那一面你们祖宗的那一些的假神
Or you serve the gods on the other side of the great river
或者在迦南地那一些外邦人的假神
All the gods in the midst of you
你们要拣选一下
You have to make a choice
以色列的百姓已经到了迦南了
God's people already in Canaan
他们已经在神应许的地方了
already in the promised land
但是约书亚还要他们来一个拣选
and Joshua wanted them to make a choice
叫我们人来想
in our thinking
好像这个不需要拣选
it is not an important matter that they had to make a choice
当然是如此了
it is so
他们神所救赎的
they were God's redeemed
是神把他们带到迦南地来的
brought them into Canaan
那当然他们应当侍奉神了
of course they ought to serve God
但是弟兄姊妹
but brothers and sisters
我们看见人的败坏就在这里
we see man's corruption is right here
虽然蒙了神这么大的恩典
even though they receive such grace from God
但是许多的时候心意还是不定
but becauseBecause they are still hard is still unsettled.
他们还是三心两意。
They're still double-minded.
所以就说亚叫他离开世界之前。
And so before Joshua departed from the earth,
他就把这个问题摆在他们面前。
He raised this question before them.
于是亚他就宣告说。
And Joshua declared,
不管你们怎么拣选。
No matter what, how do you choose?
是我和我的家。
As far as me and my family,
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve Jehovah.
感谢赞美。
Praise God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
sisters,
我们今天在神的面前，
Today we are before God.
是不是也有这样一个坚定的心志？
We have this kind of a determination.
是我和我的家。
As for me and my house,
我们必定侍奉耶和华。
We will serve Jehovah.
以色列的百姓受了感动。
The Israelites were touched.
所以他们说我们也要侍奉耶和华。
We also want to serve Jehovah.
约书亚说不行。
Joshua says not so.
他说神是圣洁的神。
God is a holy God.
你们不能侍奉神。
You cannot serve him.
你们如果要侍奉神的话，
If you want to serve him,
把你们所有的偶像就要毁掉。
You must destroy all your idols.
否则的话你们不能侍奉神。
Otherwise you will not be qualified.
因为神是圣洁的神。
Because God is a holy God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
什么叫做圣洁呢？
What does it mean by holy?
圣洁的意思，
The meaning of holy,
就是独一无二，
isHe is alone.
你不能在他之外再加上什么。
You cannot add anything to him.
他是独一无二。
He stands alone.
但是以色列的百姓，
But Israelites,
他们不圣洁。
They were not holy.
他们一面要侍奉神。
On one hand, they want to serve God.
一面家里还有偶像。
On the other hand, they have idols in their house.
这样不圣洁，怎么能侍奉圣洁的神呢？
How can they serve God in that condition?
所以约书亚告诉他们说，
And Joshua told them,
你们不能侍奉神。
You cannot serve God.
你们要侍奉，把偶像统统要毁掉。
If you want to serve, you must destroy all the idols.
感谢神。
Praise God.
他们愿意毁掉一切的偶像。
They want to destroy the idols.
好叫他们能侍奉神。
So they can serve God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
sisters,
今天我们的光，
What is our condition today?
是不是我们也心里说，主啊，我要侍奉你？
Is it in our heart we said to the Lord, Lord?I want to serve you.
但是你要听见圣灵微笑的声音。
You must hear the whispering of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵说神是圣洁的。
The Holy Spirit says God is holy.
你如果要侍奉他，
If you want to serve him,
你所有的偶像必须要摔碎。
You must deal with the idols.
什么叫做偶像？
What is idol?
偶像就是把神变作平常。
Idol means God becomes common.
其他的东西与神并立了。
All other things are now equal with God.
那神就不再独一无二了。
Now God does not stand by himself alone.
不一定犯什么罪。
It's not necessarily we have to sin.
你知道罪的对面是义。
The opposite of sin is justice,
righteousness. 圣的对面是诅。
The opposite of holy is curse.
Common. 所以圣实在说起来不是与罪发生直接的关系。
So in a sense, holy is not really related to sin.
公义与罪发生直接的冲突。
Righteousness and sin has direct relationship.
圣是与主平凡发生直接的这个基础。
Holiness and uncommonness is a relationship there.
所以今天我们要侍奉神。
So therefore, if we want to serve God,
不但说我们犯了罪不能侍奉神。
It's not that we think we cannot serve God.
就是我们变得平凡了也不能侍奉神。
And when we become common, we cannot serve God.
我们必定要分别出来才能侍奉神。
Therefore, we need to be separated in order to serve God.
我们怎样把我们自己分别出来呢？
How can we separate ourselves?
来侍奉神呢？
And serve God.
这个就是罗马第十二章第一节所说的话。
And this is what Romans 12:1 told us.
所以弟兄们，
Therefore, brethren,
我以神的慈悲劝你们。
By the mercies of God, I urge you.
将身体献上当作活祭
present your bodies a living sacrifice
是圣洁的
holy
是神所喜悦的
acceptable to God
你们如此侍奉那是理所当然
which is your reasonable service
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
这里告诉我们说我以神的慈悲劝你们
it says I beseech you by the mercies of God
这个神的慈悲是做什么说的呢
what does this mercy or mercies refer to
这个神的慈悲就是罗马第一章到十一章里头所说的
This mercy refers to the previous 11 chapters of Romans.
我们本来是死在罪恶过犯中。
We were in sin and trespass.
主耶稣的宝血洗净我们的罪。
The Lord just cleanses from all sin.
我们本来都是死人。
Before we are all dead in sin.
但是今天，主耶稣，他把我们与带到十字架上去。
And the Lord took us to the cross.
与他同钉时。
We crucify there with him.
把他的生命赐给了我们。
And he gave us his life.
把他的圣灵赐给了我们。
And he gave us the Holy Spirit.
叫我们今天能凭着圣灵，来生活。
And through the Spirit we can live.
把我们这一般，与神的约无分的人。
Those who have nothing to do with God,
把我们带到神的国度里面。
And we are now drawn to God and into His kingdom.
这些都是神的慈悲。
This is all God's mercy.
那么神的慈悲应当激励我们。
God's mercy is all to encourage us.
因着神的慈悲激励了我们。
Because of the mercies of God,
我们就要把我们的身体献上当作活祭。
And then we offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
为什么说身体献上呢？
What does it mean by a living sacrifice?
身体。
Body.
为什么用身体呢？
Why body?
因为在这里身体就是代表我们整个的人。
Because the body here represents our whole person.
因为这是一个实行的事情。
Because this is a matter of action.
所以他用身体来代表。
And so it's represented by body.
我们要把我们的身体献上当作活祭。
So we must present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
在旧约的时候。
In the Old Testament.
人受了神的恩爱。
When men touched by God's love,
他们就在他们的深处的里面
，and it's from the depths of their hearts.
他们就在他们的这个 animals.
Oh, okay. They'll take one of the animals.
我就是一个牛或者是一个羊
，or an ox or a lamb.
就带到圣殿里面
，and they bring it to the temple.
把这个牛这个羊献上给神
，and they offer this animal up to God.
这一个祭啊是死祭
，this offering is a
dead
sacrifice.
因为什么呢？因为你一献了，就要把它烧掉了。
Because the moment you offer this up, the animal was killed.
并且要把它烧掉。
And you burn the animal.
这个燔祭呀，是一直烧成灰了。
And this burnt offering is a continually burning.
叫神能得着喜悦。
And so God will be satisfied.
但在新约的时候
，But in the New Testament,
神不要你牵个牛，牵个羊了。
God does not want you to offer him an animal.
神要你把你自己带来。
God wants you to bring yourself.
把你自己献上，当作。
You bring yourself as a living sacrifice.
不是死祭，是活祭。
It's not a dead sacrifice, but a living sacrifice.
意思就是说
，It means
虽然你是活的
，even though you are living，
但是你天天活是为着神活。
And because you live, you must live daily for the Lord.
你不再是为着你自己活。
You must not live for yourself.
你不再属于你自己。
You do not belong to yourself.
你这个人是属于神的。
You belong to God.
你这个人是为着他的喜悦。
You live for him for His pleasure.
你这个人就是来遵循他的旨意。
And you are here to do His will.
许多的时候
，many times，
我们以为说奉献呢。
We think of offering, consecration.
我们以为说奉献乃是那些做传道的人要奉献。
We think consecration is for those who are preachers.
当我得救的时候
after our brother was saved.
在1930年。
In
1938.
1930.
当我得救的那个时候
，When our brother was saved，
我们所听见的奉献呢
？The consecration we heard in those days，
乃是奉献做传道。
You are consecrating yourself to be a preacher。
意思说，平信徒不要奉献。
That means ordinary believers, lay people, you don't need to consecrate。
只有传道是要奉献。
Only those who are preachers, you need to consecrate。
所以我还能记得很清楚啊。
Our brother remember very clearly。
那一次我得救了。
Our brother was saved。
在那个特会里面。
special meeting
最后一天
the last day,
就是讲奉献了。
Last day it spoke on consecration.
就说你们什么人被主的爱感动。
If you are touched by God's love,
愿意把你献上做传道。
And if you want to consecrate yourself to be a preacher,
你可以献上。
You can consecrate.
在这个讲台后面挂了一个大的中国地图。
Right in the back of the platform, there is a big map of China.
那个传道人就说了。
And the preacher say,
你们可以拣选你们要到哪里去传道。
Choose why you want to go to serve the Lord.
到哪里去侍奉谁。
Why you want to serve the Lord.
你们到台上来。
You come to the platform.
把你的手指在那个地方。
You point your finger to that place.
那就是你要去的地方。
That's the place where you ought to go.
我那个时候才15岁。
Our brother was only 15.
那我想你能算得出来我现在多少岁了。
Now you can figure out how old he is now.
我刚刚得救。
And I was newly saved.
心里火热。
I was burning with
love. 就对主的爱实在是大。
Love was burning with
me. 我心里想了。
I think,
当然我要奉献做传道了。
Of course, I must consecrate to be
我要表示我爱主。
I want to act express
我要到最远的地方。
I want to go to the furthest
最远的地方去。
Most difficult place.
所以要跑到讲台上面。
So he came up.
你知道我的手指在哪里？
You know why he pointed his finger?
蒙古
，Mongolia。
感谢神。
Praise God。
我还没有去过蒙古。
Our brother never been to Mongolia.
神不要照我的意思来侍奉他。
God did not want our brother to serve him according to his own wish.
神要我照着他的意思来侍奉他。
God want our brother to serve him according to his will.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
今天我们知道了。
Today we know
那个道是讲错的。
That in teaching, that preaching was wrong.
圣经说，所以弟兄们。
The scripture says, brethren.
这个弟兄们啊，也包括姊妹哦。
This brethren include sisters.
因为主的生命在我们里面是儿子的生命。
Because the life in us is the life of the Son of God.
所以有的是男的弟兄，有的是女的弟兄啊。
So there are male brothers in the Lord and male sisters in the Lord.
Female
brothers in the Lord.
我们都是弟兄啊。
We are all brothers.
主耶稣是我们的长兄。
He is our eldest brother.
我们都是弟兄。
We are all brothers.
我们都要把我们的身体献上当作活祭。
We must give our bodies as a living sacrifice.
就是说
，That is to say,
从今以后
，From this moment,
我这个人就是为着侍奉神的。
My life is a life of service.
是奉献。
Consecration
乃是让神得着我们。
Consecration is for God to gain us.
叫神的旨意能通行在我们身上。
So、God's will can flow through us.
我们在神的手里。
We are in God's hand.
神要我怎样来侍奉你
？How He wants us to serve Him.
愿他的旨意成就。
His will be done.
不是照着你的意思。
Not according to our wishes.
也不是照着我的意思。
It's not my wish.
是照着他的旨意。
It's according to His will.
来侍奉他。
Serving Him.
这一个叫做奉献。
This is what means by consecration.
圣经说这是圣洁的。
Bible say it is holy.
这一个是圣洁。
This is holy.
你就这样把自己分别出来了。
This is how you separated yourself.
这个是神所喜悦的。
This is what God is pleased.
你们得救了之后，是不是要讨神的喜悦呢
？After you saved, don't you have a desire to please God?
这个是讨神喜悦的。
This is how to please God.
并且圣经说
，And Bible say
你们如此侍奉。
When you do it this way,
乃是理所当然。
It is reasonable.
你们这样侍奉是合理的。
When you serve God this way, it's reasonable.
许多的时候
often,
我们说侍奉从哪里开始
？How do we begin to serve God?
侍奉从奉献开始。
Serving God begins with consecration.
你把你自己献上当作活祭。
You offer yourself up as a living sacrifice.
你的侍奉就开始了。
That you begin your ministry.
并且在犹太译本里头。有的翻译
There in some other translation,
他说这一个是你属灵的敬拜。
And some version says it's your spiritual worship.
不但是合理的侍奉，也是属灵的敬拜。
It's not only reasonable service, but also spiritual worship.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
今天我们在神的面前
，Today as we before the Lord,
我们是不是看见说？
Do we see or not?
神造我们是为着侍奉他。
God created us is for for us to serve Him.
神救赎我们是要为所侍奉。
God redeemers is for us to serve Him.
我们是不是觉得我们应当侍奉？
Do we feel that we ought to serve Him?
我们应当拣选来侍奉我们的神。
We ought to choose to serve Him.
如果我们有这样的心愿，
we have this desire.
我们怎么开始？
How do we do it?
我们要把自己献上当作活祭。
We consecrate, offer ourselves up as a living sacrifice.
请记得。
Let's remember,
燔祭
burn offering,
乃是早晨献一只羊。
In the morning you offer a lamb,
就被祭坛上的火慢慢的焚烧。
Allow the fire and the altar to burn slowly,
烧到晚上已经变成灰了。
It burns until evening and it turns into ashes.
晚上又放上。
And evening we place there under the lamp.
那火在晚上整夜在那里烧。
And the fire burned throughout the night.
烧了早晨变成灰了。
And the morning it turned into ashes.
这个早晨的燔祭又放上。
And then we place there under the lamp.
奉献不是一劳永逸的事情。
Consecration is not once for all.
奉献是要天天奉献。
Consecration is a continuous thing, daily.
不是说你十年前在奉献会里头你奉献过了。
Doesn't mean that 10 years ago during the revival meeting you all consecrated yourself.
乃是说你今天早晨有没有奉献。
The question is today, this morning, did you offer yourself up to God?
你今天晚上要不要奉献？
Are you willing to offer yourself up this evening?
让神圣洁的火昼夜不断地在那里焚烧。
Allow the holy fire of God to burn you in the daily.
叫你能有馨香的味道到神的面前。
And so that you will become a sweet savor in God's sight.
感谢神。
Praise God.
我们要被烧成灰。
We are to be burned into ashes.
但是神的心得着满足。
But God's heart will be satisfied.
愿神怜悯我们。
May God be merciful.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，当我们想到你的大爱的时候，我们不能把自己留下来侍奉我们的自己。主啊，求你在今天早晨用你的爱来激励我们。如果我们还没有奉献，能把自己献上。如果曾奉献，叫我们再献上。主啊，我们要不断把自己献上给你。
Amen.
你是配得着我们的侍奉。
Yeah.
你是配得着我们的敬拜。
Amen.
我们的主，我们真是愿意。这一次，你真是把我们带到当初。
Amen.
叫我们能满足你的旨意。
Amen.
我们的主啊，垂听我们的祷告。
Amen.
奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.